You're listening to BizLine, a show for entrepreneurs, and I'm your host, Sylvia Gerke. On this show, we're discussing adapting to change. As we all know, the one thing that's constant in life is change. When change occurs, business priorities shift. So flexibility is the key to managing change. Successful business owners take creative approaches to control anything that comes their way. Flexibility helped today's guest entrepreneurs, Doug Johnson, owner of U.S. Sheet Metal in Tacoma, and Evan Padilla, owner of AMS Office Solutions in Seattle. Were some interesting changes that took place, and how did you adapt to those?
Well, for the most part, our marketplace basically dissolved. As you know, Kaiser Aluminum and the newsprint plant and many others in this area have all but fallen by the wayside.
Yes.
So in order to adapt, we looked at a marketplace pretty much that we didn't have a lot of competition in.
You're back with BizLine, a show for entrepreneurs, and I'm Sylvia Gerke, your host, along with Zev Siegel, Business Development Specialist at Highline Community College in the state of Washington. All businesses, large or small, from high tech to your neighborhood shops, use printed matter in the daily operation of their businesses. So this is where Evan Padilla comes in for assistance. He sells supplies and copiers. Welcome, Evan, and welcome, Zev.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Now, Evan, what services does your company offer?
Well, when we first began about 15 years ago, we were offering, what we did is we manufactured compatible laser printer cartridges for HP printers, Hewlett-Packard printers. And then our customers started to ask us to repair those printers, so we started a repair business in 1991. And a natural adjunct to that is we began to refurbish and sell printers. So that business now makes up about 40% of our overall income.
So what are the most important things that you have to know when selling business to business, in particular in your industry, Evan?
Well, price is always a factor, but more importantly than price, in fact, more important than almost anything else is service. A customer needs to know that when they have a problem, when they need you, you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And if they know that, they'll stay with you.
You really have to have knowledge of that person that you're dealing with.
Yes, and the only way you really get knowledge of that person is by listening to what they have to say to you.
Mm-hmm. Now, Evan, what is the most difficult change you've had to deal with in recent years?
Well, the hardest thing we've had to deal with is the competition in the toner industry. It has become very competitive. Everybody from Home Depot to Boise Cascade, which used to be a lumber products company, is now selling office products.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become very hard for us to compete in that marketplace.
So what did you have to do so that you're just a little bit ahead of them?
Well, what we realized is that we have a very well-established client base of people who've done business with us and trust us. And so what we've tried to do is find new products that we can sell to them, such as mailing machines and service for their copiers and copiers themselves. So we've just tried to grow on our existing customer base while at the same time adding new customers.
Yeah, and that's where you come in and you say you have to listen to the customer. You have to be right there. You've got to listen to them and be there when they need you.
That is correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's one thing that they can't do at some of the larger places. They can't always be there for you.
That's correct. And what we find is we can run circles around the larger places. If a customer really gets into trouble, we'll be there.
Do you have a good tip for our business owners?
Yes. No single business owner can know everything that they need to know. They really need outside resources for information and support.
And that's
the Small Business
come in.
Development Centers and SCORE, the Women's Business Centers, and lots of other publicly funded organizations are actually out there helping small businesses every day.
That's perfect. Now, Zev, how can our audience reach you?
A great way to reach us is sbdc@highline.edu.
Wonderful. And Evan, how can our audience reach you should they need your services?
Well, they can reach us by calling us at 206-764-7000. 3344 or 800-289-5277.
Wonderful. Well, I do have a little tip for everyone out there. Paul Orfalea, founder of Kinko's, states to be in business, you have to empathize. Understand your customers and what motivates your workers. Empathizing with customers not only helps with customer relations, but with developing and refining your products and services. It's a way to collect new ideas and make yourself a leader in your industry. Before we wrap up the show, take a listen to these great biz tips. Do you know you can make entrepreneurial dreams come true? Yes, you can by serving as a counselor and mentor through SCORE, Counselors to America Small Business. Sponsored by the U.S. Small Business Administration, SCORE dedicates itself to helping current and potential business owners, women and men, realize their entrepreneurial dreams. SCORE volunteers are women and men from all types of business backgrounds who take great satisfaction in sharing their knowledge gained from years of experience. In a dramatically changing and increasingly competitive world market, having a resource like SCORE is more vital than ever. For more information about being a SCORE mentor in your area, go to www.score.org. www.score.org. Well, as you heard today, flexibility is the key to managing change. And business owners who use creative approaches to control anything that comes their way continue on the road to success. For more information about business resources, click on to the U.S. Small Business Administration's website at www.sba.gov. www.sba.gov. I'm Sylvia Gerke, your BizLine host, wishing you all sorts of opportunities to make your dreams come true.